This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 23rd. God's word for you today is watch out. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, and it says, Jesus replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted is destined to be uprooted, pulled up by the roots. This year, 2024, is fast expiring. However, you have to keep guarding your heart to prevent the root of bitterness from taking root. Have you experienced deep-seated betrayals? You need to make up your mind that absolutely nothing will frustrate the grace of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. The enemy's plan is to plant a seed of offense, and then it creates a root of bitterness. You have to make up your mind not to allow anyone or anything to frustrate the grace of God upon your life. It is a decision you have to make. Jesus says in Luke chapter 17, verse 1, that offenses will come. People will offend you, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. The seeds of offense are being scattered, distributed, if you will. Everybody is going to get their share. However, you have to make sure you get rid of the seed of offense before it takes root and become the root of bitterness. As you can see in the image inserted, the seed takes root first. Farmers tell us that when a seed is planted, the first thing it does is finding its footing in the ground. So the seed takes root downward first to anchor before it brings out the shoots upwards. It is root before fruit, but the root determines the fruit. The seed of offense produces the root of bitterness, and once it is taken root, it will bear fruit. The fruit is poisonous and destructive, so get rid of the seed. However, the message to us is not about the seed. What I believe God was saying is that many of us have gone past the seed of offense. We have allowed the root of bitterness to claw into our hearts, and its tentacles are holding very tightly deep in our hearts. Many are still in relationships, still in that marriage, still in that friendship, but you are deeply offended. You have such a deep root of bitterness. The only thing it will do is frustrate the grace of God upon your life if you allow it. I pray that you will uproot every root of bitterness in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. The truth is that you cannot control what people do, but you can always control how you respond. You can determine that no one will frustrate the grace of God upon your life. Let us pray. Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I uproot every root of bitterness in my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.